Okay, hello everyone. I'm Li Lin, the CEO of Juzix Technology from China. We are focusing on the next generation distributed computation infrastructure and related cryptographic algorithms. We are not only the traditional blockchain company. We are not only the traditional distributed ledger technology company. We believe that in the near future, the most important thing is the liquidity of data, just for data, not just coin, not just the digital currency, but data. We have the biggest team of developers and experts, more than 150, based in Shanghai and Shenzhen and Wuhan. We are best founded company in this field last year in China, almost $2,300 in Series A. For the last 20 months, we have invested heavily in the cryptographic algorithms. So I would like to share with you about what we do and what we have. Juzix is now own enterprise platform. Of course, it's derived from the Ethereum. Three months ago, we together with Wanxiang Blockchain and WeBank to announce the open source project BCOS, Blockchain Open Source in China. The Juzix platform is totally derived from this project, and we will provide service for the developers and users. We adopted enterprise consensus solution. Is featured with the pluggable consensus architecture. We have optimized PBFT and Raft. So, our solution could provide add and remove NOS dynamically and automatic isolation and recovery of 40 NOS. This is a basic features. And in the most difficult problem in blockchain technology is consensus. We do not think that the PBFT is the best solution, but in the world, we haven't found the best one yet. Now solution still provide identity verification and access control. The role-based access control model have been embedded in smart contracts. And in the near future, we will continuously provide a fine-grained access control using the attribute-based encryption. The most important thing is data privacy protection, as you know. We have integrated a lot of algorithms into the different levels. Group signature is used in transaction protocol to facilitate surveillance and tracking when requested by the legal offices. And we have integrated or applied 6 encryption algorithms and ZK proof to Ethereum account model. In the transaction, we have used the state channel mechanism to Ethereum, and you can specify the receivers will broadcast encryption. Hardware. We believe that if there's not any hardware, there's not any security. Our secure hardware support Bluetooth and USB standards and supports broadcast encryption, group signature, paleo homomorphic, and the Juzix NIZK, non-interactive zero knowledge. For sure, because we are a company from China. We have to support the national cryptographic standards, SM9. We also support multiple platforms, so you can use it from PC, Android, or iOS mobile phone. We have worked together with my partners in China almost 15 to 18 years to help them to write their own smart contracts to support their vertical industry applications. You know, it's very difficult for most of the developers to use Solidity. It's a little bit difficult. So we have added some new instructions into EVM to optimize and extend its functionality. EVM log output instruction, JSON pack and APAC instruction, and cross-contract invocation instruction. And for sure, homomorphic encryption and the ZK-proof instruction into the EVM. For the developers, the most important thing is user experience, the user-friendly GUI and the configuration wizard. This is what we have done. And of course, the strong monitoring is for business class platform. Okay, the next step, what we will provide is we will integrate Java Virtual Machine in the next 3 to 4 months. Oracle mechanism, cross-chain protocol, and a fully pluggable cryptographic framework is now the next step. The use case, we are honored to be the partner with the Chinese biggest security infrastructure provider. Sorry, I just cannot say his name. For almost 1 year, 30 engineers in this project. We have delivered 31 small contracts in this project, and this is what we have delivered. It is a very difficult project because, you know, not only the technology, but the business process and the regulation is not so mature in China. So what I have done, the most of our work is to communicate with our partner to reconstruct the whole business, process, and we have to optimize and extend it EVM. As you know, EVM is not so mature. So let's turn to the second part, the algorithms. The first one is NIZK, non-interactive zero knowledge. This what's the difference between Zero Cash and our company. The security of our solution has been or can be mathematically proven, and we will publishing in our detailed white paper in the near future, maybe in the end of this year. We are the first to succeed to integrate the whole algorithm into the Ethereum account model, and it is compatible with the smart contract. You can implement the balance alterations to matching with your old systems. It's very interesting that we have got lots of achievements to be milliseconds latency, and our solution can support lightweight devices such as just your mobile phone. A lot of solutions in the various industries can be supported. The classical application that is the supply chain financing, stock assets, or identity protection. And most important thing is you can providing fully protection for your data, your address, your balance, and almost all of the details, such as the financial data, your transaction records, all of them. The second algorithm we have invested heavily in the past 1 year is MPC, multi-party computation. We have worked together with the top scientists and the top institution in China to deliver this solution. Our solution is the first enterprise MPC platform in the world. And this solution could support customized computation logic with millisecond latency for just two-part computation. Two-part computation is very, very heavily computation complexity and very, very heavily telecommunication complexity. In the new future, we will deliver the new version. It is available for multi-party joint computation for three party and even more. You know, two and three is a different word. So what is the MPC? MPC can protect your data. You can store your data locally and never being copied by some others. And then we can benefit from this data. So MPC and the business circumstances, we can use it as collaborative management, just as distributed key storage and the collaborative recovery and credit rating computation and risk control. Maybe it is an interesting thing, big data analysis, because everybody has data, but we are all the blind men. Each of us, one of us cannot get the whole data set forever. So we have to make a secure distributed data exchange and joint computation, just like MPC solution. We can give an optimization of quantitative models through data sharing. Okay, here you can see our solution's performance, just like the NIZK. We believe that is the best performance in world now. But in the next phase, we will still invest heavily to improve this parameter, this one, proof verification. Okay, we have a big project, Omega. Now we have support, zero knowledge, multi-party computation, and ECC. The next step is game theory and the lattice-based cryptography. The last one is our open platform, Juice Wallet. We have integrated Juice with lots of algorithms, middleware, API, and solutions to help our developers to get the most user-friendly experience in the near future. This is now platform framework. And it's the roadmap. I think the most featured is DAPP market in next year. We will integrate the JVM and provided the Solidity IDE and both Solidity and Java. So for the users, our company will continuously provide training and document and the development and compiling and testing services for the developers. Lots of Chinese leading companies have been my partner in this open platform. So welcome you to join us, join this open platform. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.